Did your diabetes in any way affect what you chose to do after university?
I don't think it did per se. What did it? I mean, basically, once I graduated, you know, lots of friends took a year out, other people found very good jobs. What I did was I applied for various jobs and kept my eyes on. We used to get like a monthly magazine from the university, I think, telling us what jobs were coming up in the area. I mean, I decided to stay in Manchester. Some people went back home, but there was a couple of us who basically both moved into a flat with another friend, and we rented for a while. She got a job. I can't remember whether it was with whoever she'd had her placement year with. Whereas the company where I'd had my placement year, I didn't really want to go back to them, not because I didn't like it, but just because I didn't see it as being any great career developing opportunity. It was good at the time and I wanted to move on. So I worked part-time at Marks & Spencer's, I think it was. And then an interview came up at a local IT consultancy. And I went for the interview, and lots of people, I can't even remember how, but I think I must have also done a bit of part-time role at the airport. And the people at the airport knew the people I was going to have the interview with, because I think they'd done some IT consultancy for them. And they said, oh, they're very intelligent people that work there. So that kind of inspired me and thought that might be quite interesting then. Because although I'd done an IT degree, because I do business information technology, I was not an IT person. I mean, I used it to do the job. So I worked part-time at M&S, or virtually full-time at M&S, and then I had the interview at this IT consultancy, got the job, and started there September 1995. I worked there till April 2001, and the role that I played was a mixture of sort of sales and marketing. Some of the time I was out on the road doing meetings, travelling around the country, and, you know, meeting customers, selling things to customers. Hard work, and I felt like it was a really good learning curve, but it wasn't a big company. So from a career perspective, they eventually went into administration, but I was kept on. And at that point, I should have left, but because I'm a very loyal kind of person, I didn't leave. I did meet my husband while I was there, or my future husband whilst I was there, so that was a good point. We got married in 1997. He then decided it was time for him to leave, and I mean, I spent quite a lot of time encouraging him, I think, because neither of us particularly believe in ourselves, but we're both actually very capable. So I'm good at encouraging him, and he's good at encouraging me. So he eventually left, and then I left in 2001 and joined a company called TMI. And I was there until 12th of January this year, 2005, where I was a business development manager. And again, I was out. I mean, there I didn't manage anybody, because in my previous role I did manage a team at one point, whereas in my last job I didn't manage anybody. I was just out on the road or working from home, selling training and consultancy to companies.
Have you always told the people with whom you work that you've got diabetes?
Yes, I always tell them that sooner rather than later, to be honest. I'm always very upfront about it, because I'd rather not go through all sorts of interviews and then I mean, I know in theory they can't stop you getting a job because of it, but I always think, well, I'd rather say it sooner, because if it's going to be a way that they will use to not allow me to have the job, then I'd rather get it over with quicker. But it's never been, so far it's not been a problem with either of the, or with any of the employees I've had.
How have people reacted?
Most people have just said they don't really know very much about it. And then it's only because they've worked with me, once they've offered me the job, that they've got to understand what it's about. And I have been very lucky with both my friends, my family, and my employers, that they've always been very supportive if I've had a hypo. I mean, ironically, my brother saw me have a hypo probably for the first time in years recently, and he was almost in a panic because he didn't really know what to do. You know, and I've been diabetic over 20 years. So I've been very lucky.
Have you had many hypos at work?
I think most of I've had ad hoc ones in my, well, yes, I have had hypos at work. It's been more recently.